Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Simply Magic by Mary Ballag. Narrated by Rosalind Landor.
Chapter 1. Peter Edgeworth, Viscount Whitley, frowned at the letter he had been reading as he folded it and set it down beside his breakfast plate. John Raycroft, seated at the opposite end of the table, lowered the morning paper from in front of his face and raised his eyebrows.
"Bad news?"
Peter sighed audibly. "I have been really looking forward to going home," he said, "despite the fact that I have enjoyed the last couple of weeks here with you and your family, and hate to drag myself away when the whole neighbourhood has been so hospitable. I have been actually eager to go at last, dash it all, but I made the mistake of letting my mother know my intention, and she has planned a grand welcome home. She has invited a house full of guests to stay for a few weeks, including a Miss Rose Larchwell, whoever the devil she may be. I've never heard of her, have you? I tell you, Raycroft, this is no laughing matter." But his protest came too late. John Raycroft was already chuckling as he set down the paper and gave his full attention to his friend. They had the room to themselves, the rest of the family having breakfasted earlier while the two of them were still out riding.
"Clearly your mother is eager to marry you off," John said. "It is hardly surprising, Whitleaf, when you are her only son, and in the wrong half of your 20s.
"I am only 26, Peter protested, frowning again,
"and 5 years older than you were the last time your mother tried something similar and failed," Raycroft reminded him, still grinning. "Doubtless she thinks it is high time she tried again, but you can always say no, as you did."